Okay. You can do this. You can just walk out. Just walk out and pretend like you haven't been hiding in the bathroom for 10 minutes because he entered your line of sight. Because what is he doing here anyway? Why would you go to a work outing when you're finally using your vacation days? Was this mandatory? Oh, shit. Well, I'm glad I showed up. I need to stop just skimming the emails. Maybe that's why he's looking extra nice. No. You're not doing this. Don't focus on him. He is just here because he has to be. Okay? His presence means nothing. It contributes nothing, and it should take nothing away from your evening. He is here just as a blip in your subconscious. It's just a fact. He is here. That sounds underlined. No, just kind of more like, he's here. Yeah, like that. That's good. Okay, it's an unimportant fact. He's just a coworker at a work outing. Don't get excited. Don't pay attention. Don't get your hopes up. Just behave like normal and have a good time, right? As good a time as you can. At a work outing, which is what this is, that you only went to because they said the food would be comped. Maybe that's why he came too. It wasn't to see me, right? No, oh my God, no, of course it was. Get a grip. Oh, you are going to make chit-chat with your coworkers and enjoy your free food and relish in the chance to finally wear this new dress. Well, newish, because kind of when I buy this like 5 months ago. Oh no, wait, should I have washed this before? Does it smell like dusty? No, okay, ooh, thank God. Ugh, it has been uninhabited for a while. But you know what, actually, even if I did stink, which I don't, right? No, okay, yes, I am good. Okay, I look good. I smell fine, and even if I didn't, he couldn't smell me anyway. And I look nice, honestly. My hair is actually cooperating. My lipstick is staying on so far, right? Ooh, wait, do a teeth check. Okay, phew. Eyes don't look as tired as they feel, which is good. He said he liked my makeup once, but this isn't the same style I was wearing then. I wonder if he... Quit it. Okay. Regardless, I look fucking cute. And you want to look cute. Just, it doesn't matter who's there. You just at an outing at any kind of public place, you just want to look cute, you know. Cute with a touch of sexy. Hello, hip to waist ratio. Hello, ass. Oh, God, wait, is this too much ass? Is this, like, inappropriate for the occasion? It doesn't feel like it. I gotta do a bend and check. Is anyone else here? Ah, I'll understand. Okay. Folding myself over like a taco and... Woo! Almost too short. God damn it. Oh, I should probably wrap something around my waist just in case. I didn't bring a sweater. Fuck. Oh, I could borrow his and then let him get an up-close glimpse at... I'm gonna fucking punch myself in the face. You stop that. You always do this. You always fixate on him. And then when it inevitably goes nowhere, you go home with your feelings hurt. And it's bullshit, okay? It's pathetic. Be an adult. Make your own fun. Don't let a crush determine how you feel when there's so many better things to spend your energy on. Like... Okay, time to go back out. People are gonna think you were either doing drugs or... using an extensive amount of toilet paper. Selena's here. She's always fun, and I think she said Matthew's on his way. So, two delightful people to spend my time with. This will be good. Unless Matthew decided to bring his boyfriend along again. Ugh, he sucks, dude. And he consistently smells like he swims in a sea of frat boys before going out. I mean, he's nice. But he's arrogant and patronizing, and he thinks that bathing in cologne and hair products is the key to social climbing. What are you even getting out of him, Matthew? Musky blowjobs? Oh, that came out wrong in my own head. Fuck, I'm sticking with it. Matthew, your boyfriend's a dick. Hey, sorry, there was a line. That's it? Just keep your attention on Selena. I am not looking at you. You are out of sight and mind, and I don't even notice that you're here. I'll have to remind myself, like... Oh, that's right, you came. Sorry, I've been so distracted. How's your vacation going? Oh, good, that's great. Sorry you had to come to this thing. Must have been a buzzkill. You'd have to come back into town for it, right? I mean, we only got the email yesterday. Wait, are you just staying at home? I didn't peg you for a staycation kind of guy. Did it just peg out that way this time? I get just needing a break. If you're interested, I know some really awesome spots you can get to pretty quick, actually. I do little day trips all the time. Maybe you can join me. Yeah, I could like totally show you around them this weekend if you're down. Really?
Yeah, I would honestly love to. There's this one location actually that I've been wanting to take you to for a few months now. So, I have to get back actually. I have to listen to Selena tell me about her HOA's latest attempt to strip everyone's lawn of any character whatsoever. So, it was great talking to you. Thanks for reminding me of your presence. I didn't know you were there. Fucking kidding. Even in my own goddamn fantasy.
Are you fucking serious? 3 months ago, daisies were fine. Look, I get not allowing the giant inflatable year-round Santa Homer. Okay, I get that. But this woman is a nightmare. Oh, hey, Matthew. Hi, Charles. And the barely hidden grimace. No, yeah, of course. Ignore us and turn all of your attention on our boss. She and her sensitive nose love that. You are just oozing with charisma, aren't you, Chuck? Did I say that out loud? Oh my God. Oh, shit, I made eye contact. Of course I looked at you first. I'm so fucking obsessed with your opinion of me. God damn it. I must look like such a bitch. Wait, are you laughing? Oh, thank God. Okay. Oh, wait, are you laughing at me fucking up? Is that a nervous laugh because I'm in hot water with Charles, or is it because you think he acts like he smells? How could you not? You'd have to be severely lacking in brain function. Ah, sorry, Matthew. Wait. I'm sorry, what? Are you serious, Chucky fucking cheese? You're gonna turn your attentions on him? So he laughed. So what? I was the one who said it. He just had the ability to perceive what an egregious asshole you are and react accordingly. Don't you do it. Don't you mention it. That was a low blow. Do you know you sound like a mean girl, Charles? Go back to Disney Channel, you walking cliche. Fuck off. Now I have to say it. And I spent so much time tonight not even letting myself acknowledge.
You like his hair. It gives him like an edge.
I don't like your hair. Oh my God, it is too short, and the barber fucked up the sides. I don't. Did you go to Edward Scissorhands? Why would you mess with it when the previous style worked so well? Like, was it an accident? Was it all an accident? I honestly can't imagine why you would ask for this result or what you were even trying to go for. And I told you in the past how much I liked your cut. What, was that not good enough incentive to keep it?
I knew it. You don't like me. I'm just the chick you work with that traps you in conversation and stares at you like a creep thinking I'm being sly. And you're the guy that still looks fucking handsome even with that stupid new haircut because that's how much I like you. Ugh! Fuck off, Charles! You smell like daddy's fancy boy!
Oh, yeah. Please, roll your eyes at me in my defense of the pitiful man's haircut. You think you're special, Charlie? Think you're some underappreciated artist in a circle of pedestrians?
You think I don't have eyes? We all have eyes. We were all polite enough to keep our mouths shut or make neutral comments. I've embarrassed myself enough for the night. Dude, don't make me do it again.
Yeah, it reminds me kind of like an avant-garde fashion look. Like, like Mad Max meets Siktir. Yeah, you know, that famous Turkish designer. It's very, like, on brand with her newest editorial. I've actually seen a lot of guys get that cut in the past few weeks.
Ugh, Jesus, please don't call me on my shit. It'd be so easy.
If this were the courts of Versailles, I would be massacred. I am not a politician. Just back off and give your boyfriend some much-needed attention.
Ooh, fuck, I don't like that smirk. Pump the brakes, fuckface.
Oh, Matthew, how far have you gotten on that huge-ass Lego set? Wait, really? Tight, dude. Do you have pictures? Okay. Crisis averted? Ugh. Let's just get through this and go home. Oh my God. That is massive. What is that? Like the entire wizarding world? Okay, yeah. I'll see you on Monday. Bye. Oh. Hey.
Great.
Yeah, that was fun. Are you going this way? Yeah, it looks like we're the only ones on this side of the parking lot.
Excellent.
Oh, no, hey, don't worry. Charles is a pain in the ass. I honestly don't know why Matthew stays with him. He's a catch.
Yeah, maybe if he got your hair...
Sorry. No, I mean, that was shitty of him to say. I don't know why he...
What?
No, I meant it. I like how it kind of, frays and sticks out over here. Shit.
Hoisted by my own petard.
Okay. Yeah, it's not the most flattering cut, but it works on you. I'm serious.
I honestly am, and that should tell you something.
It's just... How did it happen? Like, did you tell the barber to do it blindfolded? Okay, I'm sorry. It's just a question. It really is pretty rough. What were you thinking? Didn't I tell you time and time again how good it looked before? A trim? How do you get this from a trim? Was he wearing big foam hands? Was he roller skating at the same time?
I don't know. I can't even stand still in skates. Are you going to sue? No one would blame you. I bet you just sat there, didn't you? He showed you the finished result, and you just took it. Like a coward. It's okay. We've all been there. Remember when I got bangs, and I tipped her like 30%?
Granted, that was largely my face shape and not the result of Dr. fucking Frankenstein.
Well, I'm glad you weren't going for such a big change. I was worried you found my advice untrustworthy. That's how it goes.
Anyway, I better get going. I'm waking up early tomorrow to marathon shitty zombie movies, so have a great rest of your vacation. Okay, and walk away. Head held high. You got to have a fun, casual conversation with your friend / coworker, which is just always fun, just generally fun. And now you get a drive home filled with podcasts and a room with cozy blankets and Hulu and a hot shower. I have got to wash this dress because I have definitely gotten anxiety sweats all over it. Wasn't tonight fun? Tonight was fun. See how chill things are when you don't pin your hopes on someone else's attention? Sorry, what'd you say? Oh. Yeah. You remember that? Well, I mentioned it like 2 months ago. Yeah. Yeah, yes, yeah. I would love to go. I've been wanting to go again. It's about a 2-hour drive, though. Is that okay with you? Yeah? Well, yeah, I'm in. It's beautiful there. I can't wait to show you. There's this waterfall and this cute little town with a cafe, and it has an old-timey fudge shop. Oh, we can take the trolley. Sorry. I'm getting all spastic. What'd you say? Cute. Oh, yeah. An early start would be best. I can be up whenever. Are we carpooling or... Oh my God. Yes, please. All right, sick. what time would you be wanting to get on the road? Oh, yeah? Oh. Yeah, that sounds great. That's totally good. I'm
I'm really looking forward to it. I'll see you tomorrow then. I'll text you my address. Drive safe. Oh my god. Oh my god.